Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will talk with Tom Brew of Sports Illustrated Indiana. We will talk the Indiana Cutters. IU men's basketball is headed to the Bahamas. We will have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, and we will look ahead to this week around the state of Indiana. So let's talk sports. We'll start with the Indiana Cutters semi-pro football team losing a tough one against the Fort Wayne Wolverines 18-0 at Havenhurst Park in New Haven, Indiana on Saturday. The Wolverines scored in the second quarter to make it 6-0 going into the halftime and scored two more in the second half. The Cutters struggled all day moving the ball, dealing with the heat, and dealing with a lot of injuries. The Cutters are 1-1 on the season and will take on the State Line Seminoles this Saturday, 7 o'clock, at Danville High School. IU men's basketball will take a foreign trip to the Bahamas August 10th through the 16th. The team will play at the Atlantis Resort on Paradise Island against BC Mega, a powerhouse from Serbia, August 13th and 15th. This will be IU's first foreign trip since 2014 when they traveled to Canada. NCAA rules allow one trip every 4 years. Armon Hill has been named Director of Basketball Administration for IU Men's Basketball. Hill brings almost 50 years of experience to Bloomington. He played at Princeton from 1972 to 1976, was an assistant coach at Princeton and Columbia, and has been an NBA assistant coach for the past 15 years. IU women's basketball freshman Paige Price has announced a return home to Australia to play professionally. Price, who arrived last December, played in 8 games for the Hoosiers and scored her only basket against Belmont in the second round of the NCAA tournament. The Indiana Fever are 1-11 and have lost 7 straight. Lost at Chicago 92-76. Lost at home to Chicago 83-79 Saturday afternoon in the Fever's first game at Indiana Farmers Coliseum. The Fever return home tomorrow and Thursday to host Seattle at 7 o'clock and then travel to Washington Saturday at 7. The Indianapolis Indians are 18-17 on the year. They beat Nashville 6-1 Tuesday, lost Wednesday 9-4, lost Thursday 6-3, lost Friday 14-1, won on Saturday 8-1, and yesterday 7-4. The Indians will host Memphis tomorrow through Sunday. And the Indy 11 are 3-3-1 with 10 points on the year. They lost at El Paso Locomotive 2-0 Wednesday. They return home to Michael Carroll Stadium to host the Pittsburgh Riverhounds at 7 o'clock. And you can see that game on Wish TV Channel 8. And then Sunday, they are at Sporting Kansas City 2 at 5 o'clock. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude and gratitude. Well, in boys golf, Bloomington South won at the Bloomington North Sectional at Cascades Golf Course with a score of 288. Bloomington North was third with a score of 315, and they advanced to the regional at Champions Point at Providence. Edgewood was fifth with a score of 357. But senior Landon Ringler will advance with a score of 82. He claimed the third and final individual spot and will go to the regional. White House Christian Academy finished 12th with no team score because they only had 3 players and you have to have 5 to have a team score. The regional was held at Champions Point in Clarksville, Indiana, hosted by Providence High School. Bloomington South was second with a score of 300 to advance to the state championship. Center Grove won the regional with a score of 295. Bloomington North was ninth with a score of 338. Edgewood's Landon Ringler shot a 97. Neither Bloomington North or Ringler will advance to the state finals, which will be held at Prairie View Golf Club in Carmel tomorrow and Wednesday. Four state champions were crowned in softball this past weekend at Center Grove. Friday night in Class 1A, Northfield beat Clay City 3-1. In Class 3A, Boonville beat Garing Catholic 1-0. Saturday, Class 2A, Pioneer beat Sullivan 4-2. And Pioneer did something that has never been done before in girls' sports. That is win a state volleyball, girls' basketball, and softball title all in the same school year. In Class 4A, Indianapolis Roncalli beat Lake Central 4-1. The baseball state finals will be set at Victory Field in Indianapolis next Monday and Tuesday. Monday, in Class 1A, Washington Township 26-7 will take on Shackamack 19-9 at 5 o'clock. In Class 2A, it is Eastside 23-5 against Providence 21-6. 8 o'clock Tuesday night, in Class 3A, Hanover Central 29-3-1 takes on 25-7 Southridge at 5 o'clock. And in Class 4A, it will be Fishers 23-12 against Jasper 30-2. As that will wrap up the 2021 school year for sports in Indiana next Monday and Tuesday. That is a look at our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update. When we come back, we will talk with Tom Brew of Sports Illustrated Indiana. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479 or online at bbmoving812.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to welcome in my guest. He is writer for Sports Illustrated Indiana, Tom Brew. Tom, thanks for taking the time. Really appreciate it. And welcome back from a well-deserved vacation.
Well, thank you, Nick. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Had a great little family golf vacation this week. It was my first full week off in more than 2 years. So it really felt good to catch a little break and ready to get right back at it.
So how did you do in the family standing?
Well, I had a pretty good tournament for the most part. You know, it's the young guns sort of dominate things these days, but my nephew won for the third time. And we've been going on this trip for since 2004. 20 guys this year, and it's wonderful. My two brothers, my son comes up from Florida. My two nephews are there, a bunch of guys I went to high school and college with. Just have a wonderful time. And we had great weather. It was sunny in high 70s, low 80s, even high 80s the last day. We had a great time. It was wonderful.
So you've had a busy time here in the last couple of years covering all things IU athletics. There's a lot to be excited about. The first thing to discuss is the IU baseball team. Are you surprised that they missed the NCAA tournament?
Well, not really. I mean, they just kind of staggered down the finish there in the last 3 weeks, and that really hurt them a lot. You know, prior to that, they were in first place in the Big Ten. What was certainly automatic bid went to the Big Ten champion in the regular season this year because there was no conference tournament, and that was there for the taking. But their schedule, Nick, was just really backloaded. You know, the the three teams that did make the NCAA tournament, Nebraska, Michigan, and Maryland, they played them the last three weekends. And it was tough, and it was kind of unfortunate. They had, the bats kind of went cold a little bit down the stretch, but Tommy Sommer, who was one of their best pitchers, was their Friday night starter all year long. He had a fingernail crack on him on his throwing hand and just split right down the middle. And he was forced to leave a game in the third inning at Michigan, which they wound up losing. And then he tried to come back the following week, but it happened again. And was forced to leave again another game early in the third inning. So it, which they lost that game as well. So it was unfortunate there, kind of a bad ending that way, but it was certainly a very fun, entertaining season. They played this Big Ten schedule only this year, 44 games. The competition was great, and I was glad that we were able to enhance our coverage by including the baseball team this year, and got a lot of wonderful feedback on the website because of our coverage of the baseball team.
Do you feel that because they only got to play conference games that hurt the Big Ten as a whole going to the NCAA tournament?
A little bit, but I think, to be honest, when it all came down, in the wash, there were really only four teams that were really going to be in consideration for an NCAA bid anyway, and Indiana was the fourth and sort of left out. Like I said, that bad finish really hurt, but I also think what really hurt them was that by not playing any midweek games against other teams, or not playing, the Big Ten season started later as well, by not being able to get down to Florida or Louisiana or Texas or something like that to play some other people, that the perception of Big Ten baseball, wasn't there because there were no games, outside of the league. And I think partly, to be honest too, Nick, the NCAA was not real happy with how the Big Ten handled football last year. And I think a little bit of not giving the Big Ten any breaks didn't help. Because I mean, last year, this was the first year since 2016 that the Big Ten only got three bids into the tournament. It's usually been four or five the last few years. Obviously, there was no tournament last year because of COVID, but it could have been more. But, it's hard. Even Indiana says, we had our opportunities and we let them slip away. They finished 2-8 in their last 10 games. Maybe if they go 4-6, they're probably in, or 5-5, they were in for sure. So it was all right there for the taking for them. And, when they missed out, they understood completely. And there wasn't a whole lot of gnashed teeth over it. They knew it was an opportunity lost.
But, of course, they'll have a lot of guys back next year. One of the standouts this year on their team was Grant Richardson and his hot bat.
Grant had a great year. Very talented hitter, no doubt about that. But he's also one of the best defensive center fielders in the country. He's got really good speed and can cover a lot of ground. He's got a really good arm. But he's got just really a good knack for playing center field. You almost never see him break the wrong way on a ball, and he can really go after it, and he doesn't mind crashing into the wall to make some catches. He stole a few home runs this year too and paid the price. He's just a tremendous leader on that team too. He's a hardworking kid from a great family, and really enjoyed watching him play this year.
There's a lot of excitement now around the men's basketball program with new coach Mike Woodson. You told me before the interview that you and Mike actually went to school here together and you've known him for a long time. So how excited are you to have him back? And do you get to go on the road trip to the Bahamas here in August?
Well, I'm trying to determine that right now. They just released that officially today. The plan for the moment is that I am going to go. But I want to be sure of two things when I do. Is I want to be able to make sure that we have in-person access to the players and the coaches for interviews. Because if it's all just going to be done by a Zoom call, then I can do that from the comforts of my living room. But I also got to see the expenses involved. But the plan for right now is to go and to make sure that we can be able to do some things in person as well. But that's what makes it special, is that interaction with everybody. And as long as that can get done, then I plan on being there. And it's a good time for that to happen because it's before the football games actually kick in. So yeah, August is a good time for a trip to the Bahamas. So it all just kind of came down officially today. But the plan is for me to be there, yes, and I'll be looking forward to that. It's a huge thing for Indiana's program to be able to do this, because when you've got a new coach who's installing new systems basically on both sides of the ball, to have an extra 10 practices that come with a preseason trip, plus a couple of games against, one of the best club teams in Europe, that's just a great head start. Instead of implementing things in October when they start practice, you know, to be able to have 10 practices in August, and if I had to guess, even probably more like late July, some of those will start. That just really speeds up the learning curve for every one of these kids, and speeds up the learning curve too for the coaching staff, because they'll be able to determine now at a much quicker pace, you know, what they actually have on the floor.
Well, and not to mention the fact that you also, with the freshmen already on campus and the transfers already on campus, everybody gets to go and play. And that's a huge part of this whole trip as well.
It sure is. Yeah, all 13 scholarship players will be on the trip for sure. The true freshmen, while we were moving into their apartment today, Logan Duncombe and Tamar Bates were moving into their apartment today. The university tweeted out a cute video of that. So, yeah, and all the transfers are in town now as well. And then on Thursday, June 10th, that's the day that the coaches can actually be back out on the floor with players for the first time, you know, for individual drills and things like that. So, yeah, but it's all hands on deck. And we're certainly looking forward to seeing how dramatically different this team is going to be this year.
Well, when we come back, more with Sports Illustrated writer Tom Brew after this quick timeout. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
This is Indiana University Senior Associate Athletic Director Jeremy Gray, and I listen to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest from Sports Illustrated Indiana, Tom Brew. Tom, we were talking about the men's basketball program and all the experience that they're going to get going to the Bahamas. What's your expectations for this team this year?
Well, you know, it's really hard to say that this early in the year, but I do think they'll be dramatically better. It certainly helps a lot that Trace Jackson Davis has decided to come back for a third season, because he was certainly, you know, one of the top players in the Big Ten a year ago and even in the nation. You know, from all of Mike Woodson's NBA experience in that, there's going to be a lot of individual attention paid to really improving Trace's individual game. You know, I think he's got a very good chance of being the Big Ten Player of the Year this year. He's got a very good chance of being an All-American, and it's all going to start there. I'm really looking forward to a lot of these, seeing what a lot of these newcomers do, most especially Parker Stewart, who transferred in January around the team in January and February, but did play. But he's gotten to know those people, and everybody tells me, you know, during their practice now during the summer, he's just a prolific three-point shooter, really can knock it down, and that's certainly something this team has really lacked a lot. So I'm really excited to see him, and just Xavier Johnson, the transfer from Pitt. Looking forward to watching him. And, of course, Miller Kopp, the transfer from Northwestern. We've seen a lot of him in the last 3 years, and he's a very good player and certainly an Indiana type of player too, that even though he's more of a forward, big forward, he's very capable of knocking down three-pointers too. And there's a lot of diversity on this roster too, which, you know, really they lacked a lot of during Archie Miller's time. So I think with this 13-man roster, and it's also the first time they've played with 13 guys in 2 years too. Inexplicably, Archie Miller played with only 11 scholarship players the last 2 years, and really it was 10 last year because Joey Brump could never go. And you know, this year's a full roster, so the competition for playing time is just going to be tremendous. So I'm really looking forward to that. I've had a few people ask me who I think is going to start, and I honestly have no idea. But I think there's a, because you just don't know these newcomers, just how good they are and how they compare. But it wouldn't surprise me one bit, though, if a lot of them were out there on opening night in November.
Now, one person that transferred away was Joey Brunk going to Ohio State. Do you agree with the fact that these guys can transfer within the conference?
Sure. I'm thinking if they want to go, they should go. Miller Kopp transferred to Indiana from Northwestern. Because I think more and more as players' rights and things like that, and the ability for a kid to do that, I don't have a problem with it. You know, I think this is a weird year in that between the COVID transfers without sitting out and the new NCAA rule, we're going to see more of that now. And I think you'll start to see some recruiting by colleges of other college players. That jar is open now and it can't be closed.
Switching gears to football, Tom Allen has really done an amazing job in the offseason with 8 transfers from big-time schools. Stephen Carr from USC, Cameron Buckley from Texas A&M, among others. What's your take on just the momentum and everything that Tom Allen is doing in this offseason?
Well, momentum is the absolute perfect word for it, Nick, because just in talking about the transfer portal, and that's what Tom Allen and his staff just hit a home run on this year, because what they did is they looked at their roster and saw where maybe they had some depth issues at certain spots and what they could go about to fill that, you know, with current college players. And they did exactly that. I mean, the 8 kids that they've got coming in from Power 5 programs have all had successful college careers at various levels already. And it's not like signing another, 17 or 18 year old kid out of college that you're going to redshirt a year. These kids are ready to go right now. You know, obviously they've got a system to learn, but they're all smart kids. They've all been involved in stuff. They've had a lot of, almost all of them have really played a lot on the major college level as well, too. So, I'm excited for that, but there's also an enormous amount of talent on this team coming back, and especially on the defensive side. When you've got a first-team All-American in Taiwan Mullen coming back at cornerback, and an All-American linebacker and Micah McFadden coming back in the middle and controlling things, and just depth everywhere. That I think Indiana's linebacking corps is going to be one of the best in the country, and that secondary is still a lockdown group too. They can get good pressure on the quarterbacks. I'm really excited to see what that defense does this year.
The women's basketball program had a great season, making the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 for the first time in school history. Grace Berger's been named to the AmeriCup team this summer, playing in Puerto Rico. Just your overall take on what Terry Morin has done and what the outlook is for this coming year.
Well, I'm very impressed with what she's doing in regards to building a program. She's obviously a very good basketball coach when it comes to X's and O's and such. But she certainly has proven, her and her staff, that they're great recruiters as well. And it wasn't a surprise, really, to see them contend for a Big Ten title. And it wasn't a surprise to see them make a run in the NCAA tournament, because people have seen this coming, for a couple of years now. And to cross all those thresholds, like you mentioned, a lot of firsts, in Sweet 16, Elite 8. And, obviously just missing out on the Final Four, that would have been something. But I think what she has done is truly build a program. It's a destination program now in the Big Ten, which has always been difficult for Indiana to do. There's been, through the years, other programs in the Big Ten, other women's programs that were the dominant places. In Indiana now, they have the opportunity to do that themselves.
You've been busy writing a lot of stories. What are you working on currently?
Well, I just posted a story on the Bahamas trip. A little bit of information about that. They're going to play 2 exhibition games there with a club team from Serbia that's very, very good. One of the top clubs in Europe, produced a lot of NBA players who have been drafted. I think there were 12 players from that club that have been drafted by NBA teams since 2014. So they always have talent going through there. Serbia is a great basketball country. I mean, much like Indiana, Serbia, kids grow up playing basketball. It ranks right up there with soccer and tennis as one of the most popular sports in that country. So their club team is very, very good and talented. So this is the last time Indiana went down to the Bahamas in 2007, they played a bunch of Bahamian teams and won by 60 every night. And this won't be the case. I mean, this will be a real challenge, for them. And, it's kind of nice to have those 10 practices and then actually get game time and game film, really, against a quality opponent that they can then, come back to Bloomington with, after the trip in mid-August and go from there. Yeah, then all the other stuff, too. Obviously, we're getting in football mode. We do get a chance to talk to Stephen Carr and a couple of the other transfers coming up this week. So I'll have a big story on Stephen Carr tomorrow, the former USC running back, who's the first five-star recruit, you know, that Indiana's ever had in their program. So it's we'll have a lot of football going on. We'll certainly do some more basketball. And, you know, it's the summertime. We'll be on top of some of the recruiting stuff as well. Coaches can finally be out and about again now, and we'll take care of all that. But, yeah, certainly looking forward to September rolling around and an exciting Indiana football season and with basketball right behind it. Of course, you know, at our site at Sports Illustrated Indiana, it's easy to get to. Just at HoosiersNow.com takes you right there. And all our content is still free. There's no paywall to ever deal with any of our stories. No subscription prices or anything. It's all free content, easy to share and easy to read. It's been a great first 2 years for us. We've been setting records just about every month when it comes to page views and ad revenue. It's been great.
Well, Tom, I really thank you for the time. Congratulations. Best of luck. Can't wait for IU sports to get back in August, and especially with full stadiums.
I am looking forward to seeing Memorial Stadium full for football. And, of course, there's nothing better than a sold-out Assembly Hall. You know, and we'll see a lot more of that this year. Looking forward, knocking on wood big time, that COVID stays under control and that we can have a normal 2021-22 season.
Tom, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome, Nick. Be happy to join you anytime. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. My thanks to Tom Brew for being my guest this week. Indiana women's basketball senior Grace Berger is competing in the AmeriCup tournament in San Juan, Puerto Rico. They were victorious over the Dominican Republic 102-39. Berger had 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. In her Team USA debut, the team continues pool play this week. The Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Series took place this weekend in Owensboro, Kentucky, and in Southport High School in Indianapolis. The boys swept Kentucky this year. The girls split with Kentucky, winning in Owensboro and losing in Indianapolis at Southport High School. Also, the All-Stars played the Junior All-Stars last Wednesday at Brownsburg, and the seniors beat the juniors in both games. 3 Hoosiers have punched their ticket to the 2020 Tokyo Olympics in diving as the diving trials were held in Indianapolis. Andrew Capobianco and Mike Hickson won the men's 3-meter synchronized diving event, while Jessica Parado won the women's 10-meter synchronized diving event. With her partner Delaney Schnell of Arizona, the Tokyo Olympics that were postponed from last summer will start here in late July. Indiana swimming is well represented this week at the U.S. Olympic Trials in Omaha, Nebraska. 24 Hoosiers with ties to the IU swimming program will compete at the CHI Health Center. The competition starts with preliminaries at 11 a.m. Eastern Time each morning, and the finals are at 7:45 each night, and you can see those on NBC this entire week. And IU track and field finished up at the NCAA Championships in Eugene, Oregon this week. 8 Hoosiers competed for the NCAA Championships, as that wraps up the school year for Indiana athletics. Again, IU had a great year in athletics. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors on behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network. My name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.